Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Story here from Fortune Magazine. Apparently, being on time to work is not that big of a deal anymore.
Never thought it was.
Well, we know.
In fact, only half.
Who did they poll on this?
Only half of employers emphasize workplace punctuality, according to a new Monsters poll. Perhaps lateness slips through the cracks more easily if there's not a group project involved, but if there is a meeting. Bosses do prefer that you show up on time.
Yeah, they like that.
Would you care to guess any of the top five most annoying workplace behaviors?
Replying all in a group email is the number one and only thing that needs to be stopped immediately.
I did not make the top five.
Never happens in this building. What are you talking about?
Yes, it does.
Never, ever. Zero times.
Yes, it does.
Do not reply all. Ever.
Why do people do that?
I don't know.
It's not even like it's easy to do. You have to click the three dots and then go down
to
for
reply
to
all.
Reply all.
Yes.
Just click the reply button.
Reply only to the person who sent it.
Yes. If your boss sends out, "Go Chiefs, happy Friday," you don't need to reply to 400 people.
Yes.
Chiefs kingdom, baby.
Go Chiefs. Like, just
which
don't
happened
do
over
that.
The weekend.
Oh, it does. It does. And here's the deal. The Sports Boys brought this up when I was in there doing that Club 610 thing that they renamed. They said,
the fan club.
How do you handle it when one person in the building is the one who is the most often, and they didn't say who it was, but they said, I'm just going to say there is one person in this building
there is.
That is the worst offender with the reply all. And someone
I
don't know who it was. I asked and they go, how do you not know? And I said, why doesn't someone just nicely say, this is an email etiquette thing, just so you know.
Don't write it down.
She might say it. Don't do that.
Because you don't say that to somebody who has a position that's higher than yours.
Exactly.
Okay.
But there is one repeat offender in this building.
Last year, the task force that I am a part of, we sat down and put together an entire email etiquette rundown, if you guys remember correctly, that we sent out to the entire building.
Did anyone
specific
reply
individual
all to
that
email?
We are speaking about apparently did not read that.
He wasn't here yet.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But it's amazing that you and I both know exactly who we're talking about.
I didn't know,
Dana doesn't because she doesn't open her work email.
That's a fair point.
No, so fun when you don't look at your work email, like, you don't see the reply alls.
Like Joanne downstairs every day will send out, you know, happy birthday to.
Yeah.
And then whoever's birthday it is that day. This person.
Okay.
By the way.
Will reply all, yes, happy birthday, Dana.
No.
You guys won't call him out via email, but he probably listens and knows we're talking about him.
Well, we've narrowed it down by half because it's about half men and half women who work in the building.
Correct. He knows who he is.
Okay.
Anyway, the top five most annoying workplace behaviors.
Okay.
Number five. See how many of these you qualify for, Sam. Be okay. Honest with yourself as well. Consistently being late to meetings.
Okay.
Ding.
Are you doing that for you or for her?
Me.
Okay. Number four, being unresponsive to messages.
Meh.
Was it the weekend?
No.
During the week? No, I'm good. I respond during the week.
Number three, using inappropriate language.
Ding.
Meh.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. Fine.
Number two, gossiping.
Nah.
I don't do that.
Number one. Not cleaning up after yourself.
Somebody's not being very honest.
No.
Although, I cleaned up last week.
Yes. And you did it.
I picked up some things. And
it was so rare that you took the time to say to me, I would like the record to reflect that you I'm cleaning that. The yes. studio right
you
now.
You did say that.
Because if I think someone else is going to have to pick it up, then I feel bad and I'll do it.
I do it every Friday.
I know. I'm
and then
to be
I
better.
Said back, I keep looking out the window and there's no pigs flying. What
I'm
are you talking about?
I'm trying to be better. And those aren't even the most annoying workplace things. Heating up fish or burning popcorn.
I did that once.
For my whole life, I'm saying, not just you, has got to be on that list.
It's a sensitive subject because he did it recently.
I can still smell it, Scott.
Well, so can I. We had cod over the weekend.
You launched my nickel allergy.
There were some leftovers, and I almost brought it in today.
No.
I almost did. I thought about it long and hard, and then I made a sandwich. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes. Here on Dan and Parks, don't forget to check out our podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com. We'll see you on the other side of the news.